All right, fam, here's what just happened. I dropped a Thor post on Instagram and Facebook with some kind of comical, I'm leaving the Daily Swole, leaving this realm, blah, 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 like I'm quitting fucking anything. I'm letting you audio experience peeps know the deal. I'm letting you know. So I'm posting here to tell you that's April Fool's bullshit. I wasn't going to do anything. I actually was like, I don't have any ideas. And then I went to post a picture on Instagram and I thought, I'm done. I'm quitting today. So a lot of people are catching in the comments daily, but I didn't really hashtag anything. I'm not answering any comments. I posted my story. I'm not going to post anywhere else the rest of the day. Nothing. Make it look like I just quit. So, you know, maybe a couple people might believe it. Most people are going to think it's a joke and know it's April Fool's or see it in the comments. But I decided, you know what? Maybe I'll also see how many people are actually subscribed and listening to the audio experience, because those of you that are hardcore enough to go deep on this raw podcast, I'm like, yeah, hooking you up. So I'm going to give you some content. So let's see what's going on today. What's my day like? I'm going to give you all the content that no one else is getting. So serves them right to not follow the audio experience. Fucking jabronis, right? Those are half swollers. They're not down with the real shit. I'm out here on the porch with Papa Swolio. It's a beautiful summer, not summer, a beautiful Florida spring. It's cool, but it's warm. Like right before it's going to get hot and sweaty, it still kind of like has those remnants of nice, you know, just brisk before it gets super humid. So I did a Swolga class, another Swolga class I recorded for Swolnoris X. I have three of those that are ready to get put up and edited today. Got to do some more business stuff. I want to get another video up for YouTube, which I hope to get up tomorrow. And I'm just on the porch doing a little bit of foam rolling. Did some stretching, did Swolga earlier when I was filming, but now I just kind of want to get in and get a little bit more foam rolling. So I'm going to do some focused foam rolling for a few minutes. I didn't end up doing any workout today except for the Swolga. So 2 days of recovery in a row, which is great. I didn't work out yesterday, but I did Swolga. And then today, same thing. So I'll get back into a good session tomorrow, probably like chest and back, something like that. Depending, my good friend Jeb that I always visit in Ohio, he's coming in on Wednesday, so I'm super stoked for that, and I'm sure he's going to be on the podcast and stuff too. So yeah, preparing the place for him, kind of getting some other things organized and keeping the flow going. I have so much stuff going on, so I'm making sure that I'm, you know, dotting my I's, crossing my T's. It's very easy to lose track of some of the things that I have to do just because I'm doing so much. So I'm trying to track and schedule it out better. But as much as I love to work hard, I love to chill. And it's not like I like to watch Netflix and stuff like that. I mean, well, the Netflix and chill is different, but just to veg out, I just like to be in that meditative state. I'm on the porch with the pup, so she's like completely zonked out in the chair. I'm petting her right now. But you hear some birds. They're redoing the golf course right now, so it's quiet. Finally, those big tractors aren't beeping all day. It's so annoying to do a podcast or something in the back. I hear beep, beep. Try not to get that in any of the YouTube videos, too. It's such a pain in the ass. But, you know, they're working hard. What am I going to do, right? No one's going to work their life around my podcast and my content, but it's nice to have peace and quiet because you've just been hearing construction nonstop. So, yeah. That's my day. Gonna do some foam rolling. Really try to get in deep. That's what she said. And I've been kind of fasting today. I haven't really eaten anything. So I'm gonna have a nice big fucking feast tonight. I'm gonna pound. But I have a couple things I really want to focus on and get done. And I just want to say that I really appreciate all of you. I really appreciate all your support. You know, behind the scenes with all the content creation, I mean, it is very stressful. I mean, this is why creators, you might hear a lot of times they burn out, because if you don't really have true purpose and you're not really truly passionate about what you do, then there's that element of like strain against you, right? There's that element of resistance. So the reason why I'm not burning out is because I'm truly passionate about what I'm doing. I'm truly passionate about the message. I'm truly passionate about literally just eradicating all the bullshit and not spitting facts about shit that I don't have mastery about. A lot of people in this industry just talk about things they just have no business talking about. They just, you know, they cite studies left and fucking right because you can read studies. Okay, fine. It doesn't mean you know anything. They'll just become those people that just throw around paperwork all the time. You're like, okay, fine. Like, I mean, there's just so much unknown in this world, and people talk so much about how they know everything. Like, they just know that's the answer. This is good for you because. And I have my beliefs, but underlying all that, I understand how there could be a lot of ways that bring people success when it comes to training, nutrition, all aspects of life. There's no rule saying that you want to be happy, you got to have your own business, you got to do a podcast, you got to do everything that I do. This is what I do. But my point is, you know, when you load up your schedule, whatever you're doing, whoever's listening, whatever you do, when you load up your schedule with shit that you're passionate about, there's no resistance. Like, I'm fatigued sometimes. I love to zen out, meditate, relax, chill. But it doesn't slow me down because I love to do what I'm doing. And if you find what you're truly passionate about, and, you know, it doesn't, there's no work-life balance. Your work is your balance because that's what you love doing. And that's the real secret. The secret is to find something that you love so much and you love doing so much. Like, I love creating. I love the artistic form. I love the comedy aspect. I love doing all this stuff. I love fitness. Like, I love doing all these things. And I'm just, you know, cultivating something based around what I know, what I'm really good at, and what I love doing. And that's why I don't believe in the work-life balance. You know, when you're really in your zone, when you're really doing what you truly enjoy and you're passionate about, then there is no work-life balance, because that is the balance. That is what you should be doing. So whatever you like, whether it's fitness related, you know, when you're doing your thing, if you love training, you love doing it, do it for the right reasons. If you love doing it and that's your piece, that's your thing, then it's never too much. Like, that's what you're here for on this earth. That's what you should be doing. So think about that. And I feel really good. I feel really good with everything. Like, there's no fucking way. That's why this is so funny. There's no fucking way that I'm leaving, that I'm stopping any of this. The fuck out of here. Anyone that actually believes that bullshit. You haven't listened to any of my content. Just getting started. Fucking Daily Swole. That's why I hesitate celebrating at 1,000 episodes. We are just getting started. We are going to be laughing at episode 1,000. We're going to be laughing that we were ever at only 1,000. Fuck out of here. Just getting started with this shit. Just getting started. I just love the humility of this community. I love the transparency. I love the family type atmosphere, especially those of you that are members of Swolenormous X. I just love that it feels like a family on the outside of even just the memberships. Like, those of you that are in Swolenormous X, it's just a whole nother level, but like, it just feels extremely, extremely tight. And I don't know if there's anything like this anywhere else. I know there's other communities, but I just don't understand how this isn't, I mean, it's really special. That's what I mean. You don't have, like, it's not common to have special things. And I'm excited that where this all is, like, I love seeing in the comments on that last picture that I posted, the joke, when people are like, get the fuck out of here. You're so full of shit. I love it. You know that, like, it's ingrained in people's heads. Like, you know what I'm about. And of course, that's because I put it out there and I've communicated that. But I love it. I love it. I love the fact that just this community is just it's built on such a strong foundation. Like, we did it. We did it. We created this environment where people can come and not be susceptible, you know, not be exposed to fucking garbage and bullshit. Like, you can come here and get this BS-free zone, like, literally. Like, get the fuck out of here with your, quote, knowledge, with your, you know, your biased opinions and your gimmicks and your fads and your bullshit supplements that don't work. You know, let's get to the real nitty-gritty. Let's make some real fucking change. Let's give people the actual support they need to get out of these addictions. Let's give people the actual support they need to create a better life for themselves, create that framework that they can build their life. They can rebuild their life. They're not getting it from their family or their friends. That's where we come in, right? They need that fucking arm on their shoulder. I don't like putting arms on shoulders, but I will put an arm on your shoulder while I slap you in the fucking face. Like, I believe in both. So it's not that I don't want to be kind. I just want to be kind and empathetic in a way that's going to get you off your fucking piss bucket and back in the fucking game, right? Every time we're down, we have to fucking get back up and keep going. No one is going to do it for us. And that's why this community is so strong, is because everyone's here with the same mentality. So thank you again. I'm not going anywhere. Obviously, just April Fool. So those of you that are actually subscribed to the audio experience, this is where the realest of the realest goes down, you know? This is where the real shit goes down. You get the real scoop here. So anyway, thank you so much for supporting the audio experience, all the podcast content everywhere, Daily Swole, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere, because I know you all do. Love you, and I will talk to you real soon. Peace out.